You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm producer Chris. If you want to know my full name, listen to yesterday's Top Stories. The US election cycle has been the backbone of this beast, but just 50 episodes in, it felt like we were already tiring of the 2008 election. So, here is an exhausted Bugle 50, US election nearly over.
Top story this week, and yet again, yes, you've guessed it, it's the US election. Andy, watching the news, it is easy to think that nothing else is happening on the planet at the moment than America's world record attempt at the longest ever piece of democracy. And Guinness had better make space in their record books, because I think the USA are going to be number one yet again with this 07, 08, 09 effort. The campaign for what looks like one of the least attractive jobs on offer currently anywhere in the known universe is coming towards an end. Just 2 short weeks, it will be over, pending any recounts or Supreme Court intervention over voter fraud. Like Jesus, this campaign just won't die.
Yeah, the excitement does seem to have fizzled out a bit, John, but I think that's the beauty of the American system, because in America you can't get in on a surge of euphoria. People are already bored of you and sceptical about you by the time you take office. It's not like in Britain, where in 1997, 3 weeks before the election, no one even knew who Tony Blair was. He came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, 21 days of feverish campaigning later, he's been carried through the streets like Jesus on his magic donkey. And that's why we got so disappointed with him in the end.
I don't think that donkey was magic, Andy. I think that was a regular donkey.
No.
It was just magic Jesus.
No, well, that's the thing, John. It was a magic donkey as well. That's a mark of the guy's class, that he didn't use the donkey's magic. He didn't exploit the donkey. And he's not the Messiah, but he was a nice fellow, and he had a magic donkey. Went solo after Jesus bit the big one, of course, the donkey. And he's one of the biggest selling live magic acts in first century Palestine, John.
But the Bible doesn't recall that, does it, Andy?
Well, no. The Bible's very, very selective, isn't it? It can't report everything that happens. They don't report Jesus had Weetabix for his breakfast. Yeah, there's highlights.
So, what have the two campaigns been up to this week? Well, you know, last week we mentioned that Joe Biden had been happily gaffing away to his heart's content on the trail and had struggled to get much traction in the media with them. But Joe the Gaffer still had a secret weapon in his arsenal, the lesser-spotted Turbo Gaff. On the trail this week, he claimed that Obama would be tested by an international crisis in the first 6 months as president and would need people to stand by him. He said, and I quote, "Mark my words, it will not be 6 months before the world tests Barack Obama like they did John Kennedy. The world is looking. We're about to elect a brilliant 47-year-old senator president of the United States of America. Remember, I said it standing here. If you don't remember anything else I said, watch. We're going to have an international crisis, a generated crisis, to test the mettle of this guy." Nice work, Joe. He had clearly seen the polls creeping up in Obama's favour, and he decided to do something to keep the race interesting. Keep it close, because I'll tell you why, Andy. He's a democracy fan first, a Democrat second.
Well, that's the way it should be, John.
He wanted to go the distance and give people value for their inexcusably large amount of money.
When you look at those words out of context, John, they are basically the words of an evil mastermind. And, you know, Biden, he doesn't really look like an evil mastermind, but he does seem to be threatening the world with some kind of massive catastrophe. But often, you know, appearances can be deceptive. That's often the way in reality with evil masterminds. The films do tend to give a very misleading picture of how evil these evil masterminds look, and that's, in fact, what leaves the public vulnerable to people like Joe Biden. And I think probably he should be exterminated before the election, just to be on the safe side.
That is extreme. He certainly ticked every box of the Republican playbook, frightening people about Obama's lack of experience, and even ticking the elitist box when he said the next president is going to be left with the most significant task. It's like cleaning the Aegean stables, man. The Aegean stables, man. That sounds worse than elitist. That sounds like an elitist hippie. And after speaking for 15 minutes, he then looked at the back of the room and said, oh, I probably shouldn't have said all this because it just dawned on me that the press is here. What a dawning that must be, Andy. A sunrise of looming disaster.
It does seem, John, that both vice presidential candidates are essentially campaigning for the other side, doing everything they possibly can to get their opponents elected. And they seem to have, both of them seem to have a bit of a communication problem, it seems, and not just between themselves and the rest of the world, but between their brains and their mouths. And I do hope that is the truth, and that it's not, these words are not coming out as they intend them to, because that, I think, would be even more worrying.
Yeah, so, that really would be terrifying.
There's a couple of other Biden gaffes you might not have heard about over recent years. When he met Prince Charles last year, he asked the prince which wife was the one that he didn't actually like. When he was speaking at the opening of a kindergarten in Vermont, he finished his speech by shouting, "F*** you little bastards, this place is a f***ing dump and your parents are all dicks. I'm out of here. Vote for me." And also when giving a prize at the Wisconsin Unorthodox Jewish Gymnastics Competition, he dressed as a pharaoh and told them, "You're still my slaves." But obviously the press weren't there on those occasions, so he got away with it.
Better news for the Democrats came with Colin Powell's endorsement of Obama last weekend. General Powell, a Republican, was of course Secretary of State for George W. Bush, and this development seemed to put another nail into the coffin of the McCain campaign. A coffin which already seems to have far more nails in it than it actually needs. In fact, it's starting to look more nails than coffin at the moment. So what McCain needed was an even higher profile endorsement, and there was good news and bad news on that count. The good news was he got one. The bad news was it was from Al-Qaeda. A militant website connected to everyone's least favourite independent filmmakers said that if Al-Qaeda wanted to continue to exhaust America militarily, and again, I quote, "This requires the presence of an impetuous American leader such as McCain, who pledged to continue the war till the last American soldier. Then Al-Qaeda will have to support McCain in the coming elections so that he continues the failing march of his predecessor Bush." Then a man popped up in the corner and said, "I'm Bin Laden and I approve this message." This information apparently came from a password-protected Al-Qaeda website that the US government accesses to check the pulse of the jihadist community. I'm guessing that pulse is pretty quick. They're a high blood pressure group, Andy. Yeah, I suppose that's not the most likely thing that's going to kill them, interestingly. Even more dangerous than high blood pressure is the risk of you being enough of a lunatic to blow yourself up. That's really bad for you. Doctors are almost entirely against that.
Palin, I see, has been criticised once again, partly for her clothes expenditure. And we have this saying over here, John, I don't know if you can remember back to when you lived in Britain, you can't polish a turd. And it appears by dressing Palin in these expensive clothes, they are essentially trying to disprove that. And what they have proved is that although you can't polish the turd, you can essentially put a special kind of resin coating on the turd and then paint it in pretty colours.
It's pretty expensive polish, Andy. Yeah. She has continued to surprise a country which didn't think it could be surprised by her anymore. At this time she did it by implying that large sections of America are un-American. She said, "We believe that the best of America is in these small towns that we get to visit, and in these wonderful little pockets of what I call the real America. Being here with all of you hard-working, very patriotic, pro-America areas of this great nation." Andy, that seems like an electoral cyanide pill, but is it? Because if you take enough electoral cyanide pills, surely it's possible to become immune to cyanide. And that's certainly what the McCain campaign is hoping for at the moment anyway. That's their key campaign strategy.
Well, I guess you do, I guess, become immune to cyanide after you've taken the first lot and died. Just becomes decreasingly effective. I mean, I think Palin's been harshly criticised for this, John, because, you know, clearly, you know, there are bits that are pro-America and bits that are even more pro-America. That's essentially what you think. It's like fish fingers. You know, everyone loves fish fingers. That is a given. That's been scientifically proven. But some people love fish fingers more than others. And, you know, just because my friend Scruton Hiroshki doesn't eat fish fingers for breakfast, lunch and dinner like I do, and doesn't wear a protective Norman-style chainmail tabard made of fish fingers just for emergencies, doesn't mean he's not pro-fish finger. So I guess, as with most petty political squabbles like this, both sides are wrong.
But I understand that issue right. So much better now, Andy.
Glad to be of service, mate.
Perhaps the most exciting election news this week here was a key development that Orange County in California has pioneered the first drive-through voting booth. They said it couldn't be done, Andy. They said it shouldn't be done. Really, America? Is it too much to ask just to get out of your car once every 4 years?
Is there not a danger, though, with these? Because, you know, I've been to the odd drive-through, John, and, you know, there is the risk that you don't get exactly what you ordered. And if you go to the first window, you say, right, I'm going to vote Democrat, please. And you get to your second window, you found out you voted Republican, and by that time there's a car behind you honking its horn saying, get out of the way. This is no place to exchange it.
I'm sorry, we're out of Democrat votes. Yeah. We got Republicans left. Oh, sure, yeah, I'll take one of those. I just want a vote, to be honest.
Thank you for listening. Discover more from the Bugle Empire and all its plundered treasures at thebuglepodcast.com.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.